Blog Talk Radio.
Make me say, Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. It's another first day of the week. They rolling up on here like it ain't nobody's business. Woo, I'm telling you. Brother Donnie, if you can hear me, would you please push one? That's how we'll do that. If you can hear me, push one. All right, thank you much. I enjoyed the class yesterday. Of course, you know, I thought you guys might want to talk about that, or if you got something else you want to talk about. I just want to say that, you know, as we move forward and we're getting ready to be the people to answer the questions, because we have to lead, we have to be the priest to the other nations. We have to be able to give a man an answer, and I try everything in my power to be as thorough as I possibly can, you know, because I don't want anybody to get out there and don't know what they're talking about, you know. But I think that yesterday I got a lot of comments from it, and I think everybody pretty much enjoyed it. But you know, it's something that we have to be able to take to the people, because this is our book. You know, everything in this book, from the time he met Abraham until, you know, now, it's been about the Israelites. It's about the Israelites. Now, there are other nations in there. Yes, he has used other leaders. Yes, he has, from other nations. You know, he has even chastised kings for doing, committing crimes against other people. Yes, he has. But when you really talk about the whole setup and the structure, it is set up around the Israelites. And I think that one of the ladies said it best yesterday when she said, you know, they have stolen our photo album, our family album, our history book, and they're using it to their benefit. And once we realize that, I think that everybody will be okay. So I wanted to know what you thought about it yesterday. And I'm going to open up the mic to Brother Yerushalayim. Shalom, shalom, Brother Yerushalayim and Sister Rachel. How is it going?
It's going good. Shalom, shalom, shalom. And I want to speak on that class. The class was actually very, very, very good. And I want to thank you for taking time. I just want to thank you for taking the time to put it together, and so that everybody can understand. It's broken down well enough that we all can understand. And it was really, really good. That's all I'm going to say. You know, I look forward to the rest of it. But it was very, very good.
Well, thank you. You know, I have more. I'm putting some together now, but I definitely have more that we're going to go into, you know, next week. So, you know, I wish that some people would have invited some of their family members to the church, you know, but it is.
Well, we did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. We had some people that on three-way listening to the class. It was very good.
Oh, good. So what did they think?
It was very good. It opened up eyes. They never saw it like that. You know, they never understood a tithing thing. A couple of people, I think Sister Rachel's sister said that it was, she said she can't go back again.
Wait a minute, hold on. I got to cut the air conditioning off. I got to hear what you just said. Hold on, just give me 1 minute. This thing is loud. Hold on. Now, you said Sister Rachel's sister said what now?
She listened to the class. She listened to part of the class, and they all agree with what you said. I don't think they want to go back to church.
You know it's going to make some enemies. You know you're going to have a few enemies, because, you know, when the truth come out, it's messing with folk money and everything, and it's like, Lord have mercy.
No, they didn't. It was something else. I do want to change the subject for just a second, just to throw a current event in there, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes, sir. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, we started praying last week.
Uh-huh.
You know, you know they had an earthquake in North Carolina a couple of hours ago, right?
Really? I didn't know that.
That's the biggest one they didn't have in North Carolina. You know, we don't get them over here on this side of the country. And
wow.
They was able to even feel it in parts of Atlanta. You know, say parts of Atlanta got rumbled a little bit, but it hit in North Carolina. And I was sitting there saying when it happened, I was like, man, whew, what are we praying for?
Absolutely. Ooh, man. That was a good thing, wasn't it? Man. You know?
Yeah.
It's happening, though. I mean, we can really make some things shake. For real. We can really make some things shake up. For real, for real. It's going to be very interesting here in the.
Yeah, they said that one was unprecedented. That was the biggest one they had, the second or third biggest one they ever had, ever.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's something else. Ain't that something else? Woo!
Mm-hmm.
That is critical. Crucial and critical. But it's the Most High's doing. You know, it's something we can't do.
Yep.
So we're going to get there, though, for sure. I mean, you know, it's a blessing. I'm telling you, it is truly a blessing to be able to do what we're doing today. My goodness.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm glad that your family enjoyed the class. I hope they come back, both yours and Sister Rachel's. I hope they come back, you know, and just feast on it and understand the importance of what we're trying to do. Yeah. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if I had lost you or not. But let me see who else done press one. Let me go, Brother Donia, your mic is open. I'm going to leave your mic open, Brother Yerushalayim. Anyone else that wants to push one, and we're going to talk about the class yesterday, if you had guests on the class or how it affected you. You know, because even Malka, she's heard this many a time, and she was like, that was really good. She was like, that was really, really good, you know, because she's heard it many times, you know, but to hear it again and to reiterate it again and to get that notebook together, and I stress everyone, I found a really nice specialty notebook at Walmart for $1.99, you know, and it had the coil end on and everything. It was big enough to fit in my purse or however you brothers want to. You know, they got the smaller ones if you feel like you need it and take it to work with you or whatever. But this is important for us to have because we got to be able to show these people when they ask questions. Brother Donia, how you feel about today? What's been going on with you, sir?
I was going to say the class was very good. You know, you always something real nice. You understand? Something that people could gravitate to. You understand? So I enjoyed it. You know, as you see, I didn't say nothing. I can't speak on something that I don't know nothing about. I'm learning here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to tell y'all, man, you know, a lot of people is trying to figure out who the original Jews are. Now, I don't like calling us Jews, but everybody is calling us, you know, trying to find out who the original Jew is. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And see, this only lets me know that the Almighty is revealing things to people. Man, you know, you didn't hear this 5 years ago. You understand? So people were like trying to find out who the Jew is. You understand?
Yeah.
But and if you heard it, it was just hush-hush. It wasn't a whole lot of stuff in it. But today, man, people are trying to find out who we are. Who the real original Jew is. And I really don't like using that word because Hebrew Israelites are not all Jews. You understand? If you're referring to Judah, then that might be appropriate, which I don't think so, but you understand? But what about Asher and we can't all be Jews? Understand, you know,
right?
And that derived from those young Europeans, man. You know, when they went into Jerusalem and took over Jerusalem at 1948. You understand that they pushed that Jew thing, but you know, it's more to it than what meets the eye for them. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's a slap in the face to you and I. You understand? Because we're not all Jews, and they, you know, it wasn't there. So I was just trying to bring that up, man, but you always have a good presentation.
Well, thank you. I try to be thorough, you know, because I went through this, you know. I went through this when I stopped, and everybody, like I said, my family was looking at me like, oh, my God, she's going to lose everything she got because the Lord is going to get her. And I'm like, you know, and I went through that whole thing. I'm going to tell you something. When you're from holiness, and I want you to hear this real good. When you're from holiness, because I was from devout holiness church. I mean holiness. You couldn't wear no makeup, no lipstick, no pants, no earrings, no nothing. I mean, it was devout religious folk. So when I made the transition, you know, everybody was kind of looking like, this girl done lost her doggone mind. You know, so for me, it was a release and a deliverance from all of the legalism that comes with this stuff. You know, and people need to be free, because there's a lot of things that they have put on us that I'm going to say they didn't understand. You know, they tried to create a righteousness that had nothing to do with the Elohim of Israel. You know, and they infused this stuff into their congregation. They made us feel guilty. They made us feel like we were sinning. They made us feel like that we were less than because we didn't do it the way that they thought the Bible said we were supposed to do it. And sometimes when you get to that point, you have to free yourself. You have to free your mind. You have to free your body. You have to free everything around you so that you can live. And when you walk away from something like that, and the Most High gives you the information to walk away from something like that, it changes everything. It changes everything. You know, so that's why I do it. You know, and it's not to throw shade at any pastor or anybody of that nature, but anytime the truth come out, it's going to tear some stuff down. I mean, this is going to hurt some folks. Like Brother Yerushalayim said, his family then was like, I don't even want to go back up in there no more. You know, and that's how it's going to affect everybody and everything. So, it's really serious, you know, and you have to know that when you bring this stuff out, you shaking up the foundation of some things that's been around for a long time. For a long time. Yep.
Well, that's yeah. Why the Almighty said that, understanding will be in the latter days. You understand? Righteousness will be shown in the latter days. Knowledge will be shown in the latter days. You understand? It could not have happened any time in the past. It had to happen during the time that the Almighty had ordained. He remembered now. Our righteousness, our knowledge started opening up just before the 400 years of transition came in. Now, it's superseding that. We get a lot of more stuff than we ever expected to understand. We got people calling, they trying to find out who is the real Israelite. You understand? You know? And
right.
What's that? Semitism or whatever that stuff, anti-Semitism. You understand? Mm-hmm. They're calling that out now. You understand? Hey, what y'all talking about here? You understand? You know, so, you know, it could not happen before. It had to happen now, you know, as the days get shorter. And trust me, the days are getting shorter.
Yes, they are. All right, and this is all y'all's doing. This is his doing. This is his baby. You know,
correct.
We done our part, and we preached, and we did, but it's his. He doing this now.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
I heard a rabbi on YouTube talking about we was the Israelites. He told me, but it's got to start in Africa first, and then the African Americans. No, I don't. It's going to start here first, because we did the 400 years. It's going to start
right
here first, because we the one did the 400 years.
And you know what, Sister Yaina? I like them guys that try to read our future from what they think. You understand? Or who we are from what they think. They never could understand our plight at all, period. You understand? Remember now, they weren't Hebrew Israelites when the Almighty gave the law to Moshe, they not gonna get it. They not. Everybody, you know, all the little things that had happened to us throughout all of this, nobody could explain that if they wasn't Hebrew Israelites, because we went through natural hell on earth.
That's true.
Tell us, oh, it should have. Oh, this is what they think. You know what I'm saying? They don't give me what you think, because you can't think nothing on our thing. And guess what? Like I said, brothers and sisters are coming out now, getting more courage, speaking up. They ain't tolerating that nonsense. Don't bring me that stuff, what you think, because you wasn't there. I mean, not only wasn't you there, you understand, you wasn't black. You wasn't being treated like we was being treated. Go ahead, talk to you.
I say you're right. That's absolutely the truth. You're telling the doggone honest to God truth. That is the truth. You know, people tired. You can't just say what you want to say no more. Yeah.
They have no idea. You understand? They won't tell you how you supposed to feel and what happened with you. They could not even tell them what happened with us. When they locked us in them dungeons and stuff, they wasn't in there. They don't know what happened. We was in the dark, man, you understand, going through some natural hell, you understand? And what we are doing today, you understand, we all over the place, but we are searching for that spiritual connection with our God. So we might get it wrong here and there. And when the Almighty brings us into the wilderness, he's going to explain all of that, and we're going to get the opportunity to say yay or nay.
That's right. No question. But like I said, and you're right, people getting smarter now. People like, well, wait a minute. These people bringing scriptures to validate what they're talking about. They can back up what they say with scripture, and then people still won't believe it. They still won't accept it. I told you, somebody told me, I just can't accept the fact that that the Most High would choose a specific people and that, you know, what y'all say is going to happen to the to the other nations or the white people, because it seems like he's racist, and I just can't accept that. And people just can't accept, because of the things that they've been taught in what's been Christianity, they can't accept it. They like, I just can't accept that. You know, and it's like, well, whether you accept it or not, this is the real deal. Now, either you believe the word or you don't. It's simple as that.
That's the answer that you got to come with. You got to let them know that, listen, either you believe what the Almighty say or you don't. You understand? And if you're not sure, read the book and tell you. If you read that book, you understand? I don't care. You might have a different view when you read that book. But you can't argue with what was written, what's in the book. You can't argue with it. What's the argument?
I said you're absolutely right.
You understand? I have yet to find a difference. I was listening to these guys on YouTube. Don Nettle, he said the discrepancy in the Bible, and and the stuff that he talked about. Don't nobody ask them damn dumbass questions. Excuse my
right. Right,
it's
like, no, you good, all good. Hey, I'm with you. You just look at him like, but see, you know what it was? Man wants to interpret it the way he want to see it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He just want to interpret it the way he want to see it. And the scriptures don't leave room for interpretation. It's not open for private interpretation. You read it for what it's saying, it is what it is.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. You understand? You can't go ahead and ask no question. I mean, even when we look here, when the Almighty had us at Mount Sinai, you understand? He came and he gave the description of who was what was going on, and each commandment had something behind it. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't get a chance to ask no questions. You may have asked Moshe a lot, when he was with Jethro. You understand? When he wasn't getting no sleep. People was coming at him. You understand? But the Almighty did not give you no explanation, no extra explanation. He said and said what he meant.
Yes, he did.
Everybody want to give their interpretation. And ain't no interpretation. I'm going to tell you that right now. You understand? And if you're confused, if you keep reading that book, it explains it. It explains it all.
So simple as it can get. It don't get no simpler than that. But, you know, that's because people want to still be a part of the mess. They still want to go in and they want to have their 15 minutes of fame, and they want to go in and have their little preaching session and be on the spotlight. And that's what it's really all about, because they don't want to give in to the fact that it's more to it than what they've been taught. And like I said, people, like, they enjoy the limelight. They don't want to have a situation where everybody is has to live this thing. They want the ceremony and the singing too, and the emotion that go with the stuff they got going in. But guess what? I'm here to tell you, this ain't personal and this ain't emotional. It is just plain what the words say, and you got to live this thing every day. It ain't personal and it ain't emotional. It ain't.
Absolutely. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. You understand? And I explained to him that you don't have to explain the scripture. Because if you read, all right, right now, you understand, you don't think that you understand a paragraph or two that was said. But if you read, keep reading, it'll tell you exactly what that was all about.
No, it will.
Yeah, you don't have to go in there and surmise. You understand? Well, maybe
no,
it
will.
Means, and maybe it means that. But if you just give yourself a chance to read that book, it might not have the explanation in that same chapter or book. It might have it in another area of the whole book. You understand? But it will give you, then you will know that goes with that. You understand? Because, see, the book is not in chronological order. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It don't follow right down beside. Everything follows right behind. That's not how it goes. In some areas it does, but most, for the most part, and you have to find the answer in another part of the book.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One of the precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That's what the scripture tell you to do. And we have to be able to understand that that's what it is. And like I said, the more I see you, sis, 720, I'm coming, the more you learn, the more you know. So the next time the pastor sit up over the pulpit and tell you, and they go to those scriptures in the Old Testament, or they go to Malachi, tell a man rob God, you'll know that they are completely out of order and out of line, because those scriptures were for the Hebrew Israelites.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And for nobody but us, and you can get up and walk out, because you're plagiarizing the book, and you're using the book for your own benefit. And people are tired of that. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to say how blessed I was by your lesson yesterday. And it's just good to hear how it all started. And I think that a lot of the people, especially if you're brought up in the churches, you don't really know how it all started, how did tithe originate, what was it intended for, and what the Most High wanted to happen as a result of tithing and those type of things. And you said something really interesting just a moment ago, is that they want to interpret it. They want to interpret our scriptures. And I thought, yeah, they do want to interpret it, but they want to interpret our scriptures to their benefit. They want it to benefit them without having any foundation to give to the people. Another interesting thing you said yesterday was, they can't teach our book. A self-identifying Israelite is the only person,
that's right.
A specific person, that can interpret that book. And
that's
so for
right.
us going, for us to go to the nations, other nations, Gentiles, and say, tell us about our book, that's completely asinine. And that's why we haven't been getting the truth. That's why we haven't had the truth.
Say that again, sis. You know you better say that one more time. He said you have to be a self-identifying Hebrew Israelite. You can't fake the funk. You're going to either be it or you're not. Ain't no faking the funk over here. You have to be the real McGillicuddy in order to bring this book alive like it's supposed to come alive. Period.
That's right. And you got to come with the whole truth. Don't half-ass with, halfway do it. Come with the entire truth. Don't piecemeal it. Don't delve it out to your benefit. You come with the whole truth. the whole foundation. And that truth was based on one group of people, and that was his chosen people, the Israelites.
That's right. Every prophet was a prophet. Let me say this. Every prophet.
His wisdom is second to none.
That's right.
Nobody has his wisdom. You understand? I was talking, I was talking with a brother, a friend of mine, and you understand? He seems to think that we got to explain the scripture. But like anything else, you understand? You know, we have those mores and they seem to want to explain it, you understand? To give us a bit of better understanding on what they're talking about. That's true. I understand that, but the Almighty didn't leave those books on those stories and the book in place for us to explain everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. If you read that book, you understand.
That's
maybe
right.
You didn't get it this year. Go back and read it next year. It'll come to you. What you thought that you didn't understand will be made apparent. You understand? So you understand? It's not this. And see, like you said, you understand? See, we have a propensity of bringing in what we learn. You understand? What we know to be the understanding. You understand? That's changing now. That's that. Man, the stuff that we thought that we knew, we need to put that aside and try to read and understand what we're reading today. Hallelujah.
And you know what people going to start doing? They're going to start walking out. They're going to start walking out and telling them, that's a lie. That's not true. Because every prophet in that Bible was a Hebrew Israelite. And you're going to have to self-identify. I like that, sis. You're going to have to self-identify before you can bring this word to truth. Ain't going to be no more listening to no Paula White and Rob Parson and all them folks strutting and singing and T.D. Jakes and all them. You're going to have to self-identify as a Hebrew Israelite.
That's the only way you're going to get it.
Yes,
you ain't going to be able to get it no other way because it don't come to you like that. If you some other nation that you trying to identify as a Hebrew Israelite, you understand, that's not going to work because certain things happen, you understand, in that, what's name, that to the people that you identify with.
That's right. You have to be in truth in order to reveal truth.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And look how strong it's making everybody. Everybody's getting stronger. Like, okay. All right. Well, this is what it's saying. This is what it is. So what you talking about? That's why I say when they buying people jets and they buying people Bentleys and them people ain't even talking about nothing. They selling out Coliseums. And I remember I went to a church and they was charging for TDJ to come to preach. I said, what is he talking about that you are charging people for?
No, that's right.
I ain't giving you no $50 to hear him say nothing. He's setting a price on how much he charged to come into your church like he a king or something. I'm sounding pleased. You better go sit down somewhere.
That's idolatry. That's what that is.
It is. It really is. It really, really is.
Okay.
He was
gonna
charging
charge
folks.
Okay, he going to charge you and he ain't going to fix a chair.
can't heal a headache. You saw where they are now. All of them is sitting somewhere in their basements scared of COVID. Well, you should be at the hospital if you got the power of Yah. You should be cleaning out the emergency room. And you know what? People still paying them and they know it ain't working.
No, that's right. He ain't going to fix the chair.
Sad. It's sad, man. But you know what it is? I've come to the conclusion that some people don't want to accept this because they want their 15 minutes of fame. That's what they want. They want their 15 minutes of fame, and they need that self-gratification from all the hype and the pop and the prepping stance and the pomp and all the stuff to come with it. They like all that stuff because it feeds their ego. They don't want to come over here because over here it ain't no big eyes and no little youth. We all in the same situation. We all waiting to be delivered. And it ain't going to make no difference whether you a king's kid or whether you one of the regular tribal people. We all going the same direction at the same time. They can't deal with that because they want their 15 minutes of fame.
That is
That's
correct.
What it is.
I agree with you. 100%. You understand?
They scared. They don't want to. They can't accept it because I didn't get my turn. It's my turn now. I want to have a turn. And it's like you want out to do something that ain't even real.
You know, and see,
I'm over there with y'all. It don't seem like y'all doing nothing. And we the most powerful people on this planet right now.
I'll let you know, notice here, man, is that they, you know, they got everybody hoodwinked and bamboozled.
They do.
You understand? Got us, and see what, and that's because of us being such a gullible people. And we're not really a gullible people. We're searching, most of us are searching for that connection to our God. That's where, you understand, we go wrong at, you understand? We gravitate to almost anything. You understand? If it sounds spiritual, we there with it. You understand? They go to church. You understand? Is to the because it's supposed to be the spirit of the Almighty is in the church. You understand? And they go there looking for that and gravitate and give their money up. You understand? And nothing happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a learning process. But it's enough to make you say, oh, my goodness. And, you know, these people, and what's so sad is, and I have a lot of family members in the church right now, and right now things is going good. They little church is thriving. They got people paying for them to stand up and give a motivational speech. Oh, but one day it's going to come to an end, and it's going to be an ugly situation. It's going to be a real ugly situation because you're going to have to deal with the fact that all this stuff was man-made. All of it is.
Yeah, and one thing I meant to tell you is that it's gonna dawn on them that what they're doing is misleading the people, and the Almighty got a punishment for people that mislead His people. You understand? And let me know they ain't read the book. If they read the book, they wouldn't want to do it.
That's right. That's crucial. I mean, you gotta understand that. This is serious now because your soul is at stake. This is serious. And you done had people doing some crazy stuff. I mean some crazy stuff. You done had them walking around doing some crazy things. And it's like, man, you're gonna be held accountable for the things
that's
that you've had people doing.
That is the problem. They have had a lot of difficulty and stuff in the church, man. That guy that was messing around with teenage boys. He died, of course, you understand? But those are the things that goes on in that area. So how could you read the book and do that? I'm trying to figure that out. How can you know that that's an abomination in the eyes of the Almighty and commit yourself to doing something like that? You understand? You know? One thing that I know that what straightened me out a lot is that it can fall back on your family.
Yes, it will.
It can fall back on your family, and I just didn't want my family to hurt or be subject to anything because of my asinine stuff.
Yeah. What did he say? The sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. You best believe.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to my father not too long ago, and he was like, you know, one thing I'm so glad about is that I've never killed a man. He said, I came close. He said, but I never took a man's life. He said, and the only reason why I came close, because he was shooting at me, he was like, but I'm so glad I didn't do that. He said, because, you know, that kind of stuff, it stick with you. He said, you just can't get around that kind of stuff. So you got to be careful. And when you out there and you don't have any children and you're not thinking, one day you're going to give birth and you're going to have a seed. And then you're going to have to, but like I said, when the Most High come, like I told Malcolm, I said, you know, we get away with a lot of stuff. But when he come calling, you know what you done did.
Yeah.
You know what you done did. So you're going to have to repent.
But I think we have that conditioning of this Christianity thing that we're not going to be judged for what is done because we were taught grace just covers and He just loves and loves and loves. And so we're brought up in these religions that have no accountability because they're teaching everybody out of half a book. It's like,
that's
how do you form all these religions based on half a book? And if you haven't read the beginning, how do you know what the end is?
Go ahead and preach. I'm going to let you do the show today because you are on the road. What she say? You can't teach nothing out of half the book. Wait a minute. They teach it out of half the book and tell you the other half is done. It's been fulfilled, but they go back in it when it's necessary to tell our story. Or
there
to
you go. Exactly.
You
I'm so there.
It's like, and you know, you just wonder, you know, because and some people, they, the Most High has just put a fog over their mind. They can't see it. And you just want to tell them somewhere, wake up, it's not real.
Right? They're living in a matrix, so to speak.
They really are. But I'm going to have to use that. We're going to use that on our class from now on. You're going to have to be a self-identifying Hebrew to be able to tell the truth. You ain't going to be able to sneak in through the left door. You ain't going to come in through the back and think you're going to stay in Israel, in Christianity, and then holler Hebrew and Yah and Yahweh all on your YouTube channels and stuff. You're going to have to be self-identifying to be able to do this over here.
That's right.
Well,
right.
it should be recognizable to them when they're doing it, or after they, or you know, at some point in their life, you understand? Because you can't keep talking about stupidity and asinine stuff, you understand? And read the Old Testament or the New, or read the New Testament, read the Old Testament till you get to the New Testament. You gotta be
That's
able.
Right.
It'll come. It's gotta come to you. You understand? It's not no, you know, it's not, what you believe to be true, you understand, is going to have to be reinvestigated, because that stuff that they've been telling you, you understand, has not found a good home. That stuff is nonsense.
That's a nice way to put it. You said ain't found a good home. Woo, Lord have mercy. You know, whatever it takes, I'm serious about this. You know, I love my family and all that, but whatever it takes, I'm in this for the long haul, because you can't go from knowing to not knowing. You can't turn around and act like you're not a part of this when you've been, the Most High has taken you from a sleep state to a wake state, because other people don't understand it. And unfortunately, this is where sometimes the rubber has to meet the road, and you have to say, I love you, but I gotta go. I hope you wake up and one day you might get it. But if you don't, I still gotta go, cause I can't wait on you to get it, cause you may never get it. So
that's,
you know what,
correct.
I'm saying? You know, I do that.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's right. I think,
you know,
there's a judgment on
hard.
When. Yeah, I think
yes,
there's
ma'am.
A judgment on them when you've informed them and they still don't receive it.
No.
Because. Yeah, once we do our what we should do is try to wake up our families. If they don't receive it, it's not much you can do except pray for them. But I think there's a judgment on them when they don't receive it.
Yeah, when they know it's the truth and they reject it. That's when they get
right,
it the most,
right.
When you know it's true and you reject it. When we have given you all the information about tithing and you know what I'm saying, and you reject it, you got to deal with that. I mean, you know, because that's not even Hebrew Israelite stuff. That is just basic ABC 1, 2, 3. It's basic. It was never given to the Christian church. It was never meant to be used for the Christian church. This was for the Hebrew Israelites to be able to do what was necessary for the Levi tribe, period.
Absolutely.
And they took it. Like you said, they hijacked it. They plagiarized it and took it for themselves in order to subjugate people to give their money so they could keep their building and their lifestyle going. And like I said, I don't apologize. I'm not going to apologize for nothing. It is what it is, so. It is what it is. It's just sad. But we going to learn. They're going to see after a while, because after you give up half your lifestyle, and you done gave up your whole check, and you ain't got nothing to show for it, and the economy is in the toilet, we going to see what happened then, because then what you going to tell the people?
Oh, they got a story.
Yep, they're probably going to preach rapture.
Yeah, they're going to preach. Oh, my gosh, don't even do that one. I seen that yesterday on the news, on YouTube. these people done put some stuff together about the rapture. And it's like, honey, okay, we're going to see.
Remember now, if you understand, we was bashing from the dust of the earth. So us going up into the sky, that's not part of us. We didn't come from the sky. We came from the dust of the earth.
That's right.
And the Almighty breathed the breath of life within us. You understand?
Right.
You know. And so we don't get that opportunity to go up in the sky. That, you know, we need to rethink that.
Man, good luck with that one, because that's what they're going to teach next. When they figure out the people and got smart, because they're not going along with what everybody's saying anymore. Because, see, that's because people don't read. And the Most High tell you in his word to study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's why people are getting done the way they're getting done, because people don't read.
Yep.
It's exactly why.
That's right. They expect it when they go to the church. They expect the story to be told to them.
Yeah, and they're going to tell you what. And they are. They're going to tell you what they want you to hear. That's what you're going to get.
And if they keep you out of the Old Testament, you don't even know how the thing started. So I was just delighted that you went all the way back to all those tribes and who beget who and just took it back to the foundation, because I'm telling you, most people don't know that foundation. And I mean, I years ago when I read that about the tithing and bringing into the storehouse and found out it was about food so that the Levites the Levite tribe could have some sort of livelihood. And I believe they were forbidden to own land. So then
that's right.
I came to that understanding. Well, this is not what they're teaching us in church.
Mm.
And also when they were talking about bring ye all the tithe, I think it's in Malachi. That's the only passage, except the stories, that they will use in the Old Testament. And it's like, okay, if you're telling us that the Old Testament is done away with, why are you using this passage to have us bring you our money?
That's right. Now you know. It's a scam. Yeah. It's a scam. I wish I had a voice to say you have been bamboozled. I mean, but you don't want to be sarcastic to people, because this hurts people. And some people will get angry, because I know I got mad. I was pissed. I really was mad. But you know what? I had to come to the conclusion that was a part of the curse. That was a part of the thing that I had to experience to get to the truth. Because, you know, it kept you there. It kept you religious. It kept you in a place out of a lot of different things, and that's what I had to do to get to the truth. And I had to come to that conclusion and say, okay, I'm not gonna be pissed. I'm just gonna not do it anymore. And I stopped. I'm not gonna support your lifestyle no more. I'm not gonna be that one. I'm not doing that. And a lot of people are in it because they want their lifestyle supported. And they want to be, like I said, they want their 15 minutes of fame. It's a lot of people are in it for that reason, because they know that the people in it don't have a clue as to what's really going on. They don't know. You know?
Yeah.
That is correct. Absolutely. And if you're not going to be taught in the church, where are you going to get it from? Because they ain't going to give it to you in school.
No, you ain't going to get that in school.
Does that? They just, and I don't know whether they are or not, telling us that Columbus could not have discovered America with people on it already.
Right, absolutely.
Well, there's such a thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't cheat. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just thinking, there's something when you take college courses and various things, they have communication classes. And I think one in particular is called critical thinking. And critical thinking, it encourages you to ask questions of things that are gray areas, things that are unexplained. And I think that in these churches, the people just come in because they want to be accepted. They want to feel like they belong. And when the world is beating up on them at the workforce, they just want to be able to dress up and fellowship with someone. So they take them in a vulnerable, or these leaders, they're really taking advantage of vulnerable people. And that's unfortunate. And a lot of these people, they know and they don't want out, but a great deal of them don't know.
They don't know. And they're scared to leave because just like most of the people were, they don't know what's on the other side. They're scared to be criticized by their family. When at some point you gotta just take the leap and you gotta leave. You got to. You don't have no choice because you know it got so bad with me that when I went in there and sat, I just looked around at all of it and I just started to process it all. And it was the same old song and dance, three songs and then an offering, and then the showmanship started. And then, you know, the hollering and the organ playing, and it was like, you know what, I had enough of this because something ain't right here. I said, just something ain't right. It just don't add up. It's not adding up to the scripture. Something is wrong somewhere, and that's when I went home. I said, you're going to have to tell me what's wrong because something ain't right, and that's when he opened up my eyes. And I'm telling you, when I tell you I was in a daze, I just couldn't believe that I had sat there all that time and didn't see it. But it wasn't for me to see at that time. It wasn't for me to see. I had to go through that in order to understand the whole story. Had to go through it. Had to. That's why I said, you know, money lost is money lost. Because at the time we believed it and we gave with a cheerful heart, you know, and the Most High did what he had to do for us. But once you learn better, you have to do better. You cannot support a situation like that. I was just telling somebody in my family not too long ago, I will never walk back in there and lift up holy hands and pray and hiko moshanda. That won't ever be me. The only time I will go back in there is if the Most High sends me in there for a specific reason. But just to go and hear somebody preach, no. That one, I can't, because how can I listen to it? And I look around at all those vulnerable people and they crying and lifting up. I just can't see that. I just know.
Especially now that you know the truth. Because then you're not going to be able to do it.
No, you ain't going to be able to do that. No. And I'm, you know,
you might say
I don't understand why you feel that way. I can't do it. I just ain't gonna be able to do it.
Or didn't you give an example yesterday of someone standing up in the church after, I don't know if he challenged the pastor, I forget the exact story, but how they wanted him out.
Oh, yeah, no question. Matter of fact, let me find that right now, because it's on YouTube. The prophet went up and said, you know, in the name of Jesus, I have a word for you. And he was at the Lord said so-and-so. And the brother said, I rebuke that. That's not true. And he was so shocked, he kind of looked like, that ain't what you're supposed to say. And when he rebuked him, all of a sudden, all right, church, stand up on your feet. The devil is in the room. And it's like, how? He just rebuked you. You know?
Yeah, you're going to embarrass him now, huh? Oh, my
God. Yeah.
He tried to embarrass the guy instead of accept it and say, well, come up here, try to explain that to me. Well, come up here, let's talk about this. You understand? See, that's another thing, man. He do all the talking and can't nobody say a word edgewise.
He sure can. If you go to challenge them, they will deem you the devil, okay? They will deem you the devil.
And they want you out.
they call security on him. They say, security, can you please come in and escort this man out? Yes, he did.
Because he wasn't going to be bamboozled.
No, He certainly won. Sure won. And he wasn't playing either. He's like, no, that is not true. He said, what did you say again now? He was like, I said the Lord said so and so. He said, that's not true. And they put his butt, they put his butt out of there. He was like, oh no, we can't, you can't have that. We ain't gonna let you do that. You know, but it's crazy stuff. But when you got people, like you said, vulnerable people that just want to belong, they just want to get to know God. That's all. I don't want no extra stuff. I was a mess out in the street. I did what I wanted to do out there, and I know when I was doing it, it was wrong. I just want to get to know the Most High. I just want to tell Him how sorry I am. And unfortunately, they go to those places and they get done every time.
Right. And then they'll tell you, taking advantage of.
Oh, you hurt by the church. That's why you feel like that, because you've been hurt by. No, I know the truth. I know the truth. I done been there, did that, and got the T-shirt. So, no, I know what's up. I know what's really going on. You just don't want to accept it.
Right. We can't return back because it's like returning back to vomit.
It is. It really is. It really, really is. It's really sad. And they can sing, you know. Marvin Sapp can sing. Marvin Winey, all them can sing. They can't sing. They can sing. But that ain't got nothing to do with salvation. Not a doggone thing. It ain't got nothing to do with getting to know Yah. Not a doggone thing. Nothing.
Totally correct.
You know, and then they get up and preach them little feel-good messages and all that. You got to stay up under me before you can be free to move on. You got to know what it is to serve first. Until before you can really move on out into your own, and you don't want to, you want to be, y'all done made yourselves bishops online with a certificate and all that. It ain't no different than one that's done went and been ordained. It's the same old mess. It don't matter how you try to slice it. The same
pyramids, James. It's a pyramid, James.
For sure. And it's just, you know, you just get to the point where you pray. But you got to keep it moving because there's much work to be done. You know, it's not our job to tear down the Christian church because all we have to do is be there when Yah wakes up His people, and then they will be leaving. But it's always some new. There's always some more coming. It's some new meat coming every time you turn around because they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. You know, it's always some new people coming looking for God. So they get a new group. And they're able to take them people for their money and live a whole nother year without having to work. And then, you know, some wake up leaving, and it's another new group that comes. It's just a cycle. Cycle. It's a sad cycle, but it's a cycle nevertheless. You know, once you know better, you do better. You know, because that, and Lucifer ain't going to let you stop what's going on. He ain't going to let you stop his show. That's going to continue to go on. Yes, it is. Until the Most I come back and shut it down, it's going to continue to go on.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so scary. All you can do is just do your best and hope for the best. You know, because some people like all that stuff. They like prophecy. They won't even go to church, but let them tell them a prophet coming. They'll run, they'll beat you there. I ain't seen them in years. And just to hear what somebody's saying about their life. And it's like, just pray. All you got to do is pray. The rest of it will come. It'll come.
Right.
Buying nasty water and rags
drink
and what
the
they
mail,
call prayer cloth.
From people that are from even from another nation. Unbelievable. You know, so it has been a journey. I'm telling you. Well, when you know better, you do better. That's all you can do is do your best. You and help them to get through it and do your best. Because they're not going to change it. And some people are of that. That's where they're from. They'll never be saved. That's what they're supposed to do. They brought on the earth to do that. You know? They got more YouTube clips out about how to serve God and what this is all about. And they talking about angels. And most of it is from the people of the other nation. It is.
The people who stole our book.
Yeah. You know. And then we made it through this journey, and we've done the best we can, and we're just waiting on the Most High to deliver. That's all. But in the meantime, for the people that's already there, move on.
It ain't going to be too much longer, Sister Yagin.
I hope not. Well, you know what? I saw something where they are predicting now that wormwood is supposed to hit the earth by 2030.
When you say they, who is they?
Well, some of the, you know, some of the scientists, some of the geologists and different people are saying that wormwood is supposed to hit the earth by 2030. And I was like, well, that's really quick, you know what I'm saying? And it's supposed to take out so many people. So if that's that close, hopefully we'll be in the wilderness before then. I mean, I'm not making any predictions or anything like that, but I'm just saying.
Well, I believe I think you made mention of 2024. And I'm looking at that very closely. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you had also said that would be the 70th Jubilee.
Yep, that was. That's what they say.
2024. And so if you know what Jubilee is about, it's about all the nations going back to their particular prospective lands and et cetera. You understand? And so that kind of put me in that 2024. That's close.
Yes, it is. We're almost there.
That's also when the other half of that X is coming down from that eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the other one put an X over half of the United States, and there's another one coming in 2024 that's supposed to complete an X. So that just makes me wonder if all this coincides together.
Are you talking about that rainbow?
No, do you remember we had an eclipse? I think it was 2017. And there were different people coming from all over the world to see this wonderful eclipse, and everybody was watching and buying glasses. And it made a strike over, I forgot what part of the United States, but the other half that will make an X is coming 2024.
Well, we'll see. I hope we're gone by then. I really do. I hope that the Most High lets us go into the wilderness by then, and we can just go be in a place of safety for that.
You know that the Almighty never said that we're going to have to wait till after the punishment of these nations. He was talking about us being the punishments and us being whisked away during those punishments. You understand? You know, so, you know, it's not a thing where we have to wait till the punishment is over. We're going to be gone during those punishments. Remember, we left
mm-hmm.
during their chastisement. We left during that time.
That's true. That's so very true. It's so much to look forward to. That is so very true. I hope, you know, that we get... I hope it's soon. I really do hope it's soon. I can't see us, because, you know, you got this one Hebrew Israelite pastor that's telling his people that they're going to live rich in this land for a minute before they leave. And I'm like, I don't know about that, because the Bible said we're leaving with great wealth. It didn't say we was going to stay here and spend the money or whatever it is. So I don't know, but he's telling his people that the time is coming when they will be able to have great wealth and be here and live with great wealth. And I'm like, that, I don't read that. That's not what it say. But again, who am I? I mean, you know.
I've never seen that either. You understand? It's just that people want to have that. See, for that time period, he going to get praise and honor from his people for saying what he said. You understand? That gave them some hope. You understand? But punishment. I think it's the punishment by death. I don't know that to be a fact, but it's a punishment for sure. The Almighty's people astray.
That is more. That is crucial. Okay,
now,
here's the problem here. Go ahead.
Okay,
no,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if it's in chronological order. Didn't he say that we would see the destruction of our enemies and then we would come out with great substance? Because
no.
I'm trying to. Okay. Do I have it not? Is it great substance then the destruction of enemies, or how does that work?
No, he said that when after the punishment, I'm not quoting you verbatim, but after our punishment is up, there will be punishment of the, he was going to punish all of the nations that held us captive. And he said also, you understand, I will bring my people out from all the four corners of the earth. You understand? This is what he said. And
I'm here.
He said, I'm going to bring all my people from the four corners of the earth, and all the nations will know that I am the true and living Elohim. And they will have great substance at that particular time when he's bringing us out. Now, the punishment is still going on. But during the punishment, he's going to bring his people out from amongst all the nations.
Okay. So that kind of explains that living here in the whatever nations we were scattered to live there with riches, that kind of contradicts that then.
We're not going to have no time to spend no money or do that with no riches, because it wouldn't make sense to me. We sit up here and get all these grocery stores, chain of grocery stores or whatever, clothing stores or supermarkets or whatever, you understand? And then the Almighty want to bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and we got to start all over. I don't think that was how he meant that to work.
Right. I understand that, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Shalom, everyone. Hold on. You guys finished because I didn't hear. I got another one. Area code 919. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Go ahead. And I see you 405.
Yeah, I just wanted to add to what the sister was saying about the eclipse, the second part that's coming April 8th, 2024. Interestingly, where it crosses is in a place called Cedar Lake, Jackson County. But the name of that spot is called Little Egypt.
Wow.
That county or that geographic area is called Egypt, Little Egypt.
Where the X intersects at?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, y'all ready? I want you to hear this real quick about this prophecy where this man got put out of the church. Here we go. Check it out.
And at the end of his sermon, he started prophesying to people and, you know, telling people if they wanted, the Lord to do something different. You know, I'm paraphrasing, to come up. And people came up and he started prophesying and talking. Then he went into the audience and started talking to this particular gentleman right here, Antonio O'Neill. And he began to prophesy to him, but Mr. O'Neill did not receive what he was saying. And this is what happened. I'm going to let y'all watch this video, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into it.
Apostle, lift your hand. Man on the front row, I see something in the spirit. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. I heard the Lord say that I'm getting ready to shift some things for you. Do you hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
you lift your hands towards heaven? Are you able to lift them?
Yes, I want to know. I want to know what the Lord is telling me.
Well, first of all, I see 5252. Like, I don't know that Mary's road was 5252. What does that mean to you? I see that in the spirit. 5252. What do those numbers mean to you?
It's an address I recognize.
It's an address you recognize.
Yes, sir.
The Lord told me to tell you the sign tonight. There's some unbelief that you have in your spirit because of some hurt that you've been through. You've gone through some things where some people let you down. But as I'm operating in word of knowledge tonight, I don't know why you came here, but the Lord said that this is your hour of visitation. You're going to have to obey God. If not, there shall be a condition that begins to form in your body.
I rebuke that, sir. You work in a spirit of divination. I'm not impressed by the supernatural because there are people who work in divination. When it's...
If that address means anything, the Lord gave me that word,
sir,
and so
sir,
now
sir, devil,
Apostle will have you here sorted out.
Sir, the devil knows where I live. When Jeremiah in chapter 20.
Say the Lord rebuke you.
No, sir. No,
the blood of Jesus is against you.
No, sir.
The blood of Jesus is
am
against
I not
you.
Part of the Bible?
The blood of Jesus
why
is against
you. Why are
you
treating me like this? This is unfair to me.
There's a flow going on right now, and we
Jeremiah,
to
go back.
There's a flow going on right now, Apostle, that we must benefit to.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right, I guess that didn't go over too well, did it? He said, I do not receive that. He said, because the devil know where I live at. I'm not impressed. You working under the spirit of divination, and it's not real. And they went to rebuking him. The devil, we rebuked the devil. It stopped the madness.
Oh, and they wouldn't let him quote the scripture. Notice that. He wouldn't let him quote the scripture.
Oh, no, you don't be talking there. You better not say nothing at all. They run the show goes on because they run the show. They run the show. He said, if you believe that I said what I said, then this is God talking. Hold on. Area code 405, your mic is open. You on the air.
Oh, no, I was just listening. I couldn't see it, but I was listening to what that you just got through showing. yeah, that's the church is all right. They'll do that. They'll put
church.
You out if you start telling them something. But what I wanted to get back to was what we were talking about, coming out with great riches. And, you know, in Genesis, I believe 15, and if you start at the 13th and 14th verse, when the Most High was talking to Abram about us going into a land that was not ours, when we would serve them for 400 years, and he said that nation he will judge, and then we would come out, afterwards we would come out with great riches. I don't think that we're going to be, I wouldn't want to give Babylon anything.
Me neither.
I wouldn't want to start all over with a land that's going to burn and be desolate. I wouldn't want to. I'd much rather get my stuff and get out of here. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but that's what they teaching, though. They telling them, you know, get ready for your blessing because the time. It's just heresy. It ain't nothing but plain old heresy. That's all it is. And this brother is a Hebrew Israelite teacher with a church. I ain't going to call no names, but it's like, come on now. Why would you even want to stay? But people do.
Giving you the land that they lynched your ancestors on.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right, who would want to stay? That's like the lady asked me. Well, she's like, well, what do you want? We want to go home. We've been here long enough.
And who would want to share with them? I mean,
right.
You know, everything that they try to give us, they take it back. Or they say, oh, let's invest it here. Or let's invest in this community. And they don't ever give you nothing. I don't want to invest in nothing in this place.
I know that's right. I agree.
You know, it's just unfortunate. It's just it's just something. I mean, you know. It is. Well, we just got to pray. Because I'm telling you, these people here, when you know the word, they cannot be. They can hookah, mahuka, mashanda, and do all they're going to do. But to tell the truth, you know, it ain't going to never be that. We ain't going to never get to do the things that they talking about doing. We want to go home.
See, but with us leaving, it takes the blessing away, and they know that.
Oh yeah. We didn't know what we was worth. You know, we didn't know.
Right.
We didn't know. We just did the best we could. We just made it work. You know, but it just was what it was. It is what it is. You know, so it's something that we have to. But if they want to stay, they might end up staying. They might be the ones that end up staying.
There's supposed to only be a remnant. Is that right? Just a remnant.
It's a remnant. I don't know how big that remnant going to be, but it's going to be a remnant. You know?
I believe that those of us that stick around, they're going to catch natural hell.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You better say that again. Somewhere trying to have something here. It's like, why? Why would you even want to? Why? You still making somebody else rich. So why would you even want to?
And can you imagine the animosity and hatred that would come as a result of you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
It would just be awful. I mean, you wouldn't be able to stay.
That's correct.
That's true. Already, they hate us, and we ain't got nothing. I mean, for real. We don't have nothing. It's like, we ain't got nothing, and we still being hated. And, you know, it's like, okay, well, that's cool, but to have something, and no, that ain't going to work. That definitely
we'd have
ain't
to
gonna
go.
Work. Yeah, we'd have a problem. That definitely ain't going to work. You know? But that's what he tells
the
people.
You know what they say? They say that they gave out reparations when they gave the slave owner money because they took away the slave their property their slave. So they gave them reparations. They gave them reparations.
That's true. When did they give it to them? When did we get it? Because my family didn't get no 40 acres in a mule. We never got that.
They gave the slave owner.
Oh, they gave the slave owner. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they gave the slave owner reparations because they took away his means for making money. Then he took away that free labor. They took away the free labor, and they gave the slave owner money. This is what they fighting over right now in Africa right now. You understand? They had over 100,000 acres that they took away from those Europeans, and the Europeans said that they owe them money. They owe them $3 trillion because they took the land. And these people that they took the land from didn't spend a dime for that land. Not one quarter, not one iota of a piece of a penny. They had, and on top of that, they had the people that they took the land from work the land for nothing. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. That was part of the punishment.
Yeah, it's part of the punishment that we went through and we're going through. You understand? You know, and, you know, it's only going to be a remnant of folks that's coming back, and we don't know how large that remnant is going to be. You understand? We don't. And, you know, it's a hell of a thing, man. Terrible, terrible situation. You understand? But we got through it. Thank God the Almighty is true to His word. We got through it. Now it's just a matter of two things happening. Punishment and us getting out of here. That's the new thing.
And
I
some
don't
people,
know, you know, what's going to lead up to the temple and all of this stuff. We don't know. It does talk about how if we pray and ask the Almighty to forgive our sins, you understand, He will forgive our sins and heal our land. So that might have something to do with having the temple built while we're in the wilderness. Whatever. I don't know how it's all going to work. But we can look in our rearview mirror and see that the Almighty is true to his word. You understand?
Okay.
Because he got this pandemic spread out all over the whole earth. All them nations is just getting touched by this. And he said he's gonna punish the whole all the nations that hold us captive.
What a day, what a day. I am telling you. It's very interesting. You know, when this word becomes alive, it's interesting. Woo.
Yeah. I am truly, truly thankful to the Almighty to opening my eyes to be able to see that He is the true and living Elohim, and that we have a God, that we have an Elohim, that we have a power that we can look forward to. And the thing that He said, man, that He was going to be our, He was going to be our strength. You understand? You know, and we can see that we ain't got nothing to fight with, man. We can't fight these guys. I'm not saying that we ain't gonna try, but I'm saying that we don't have no weapons or a stronghold. You understand? Mm-hmm. Where we can go back and sleep one night, get some water, and get back out there to the front line. We ain't got that. So the Almighty know what He's doing. I don't know what He's doing, but it's enlightening and uplifting to me to know that we have a God. And He will never make an end to us. Hallelujah.
That's true.
I'm glad. I like hearing that He'll never make an end to us, because they will try to tell you, oh, their spiritual Israel replaced Israel. And it's like, no, He never made an end to His people.
Oh,
so that's comforting.
Heck yeah. How are you going to replace something that He said was forever? Forever means forever. You can't change forever. You can't change forever. How you going to say this is a statue and a commandment forever, and then turn around and say the people don't exist no more? But you don't keep the statutes and the laws. Forever is forever.
That's right.
What I was going to say is, how can you say He's turned away His own people for not keeping the laws, but you can come in and you don't have to do it?
Right. Absolutely.
And still replace the original people.
And replace the
right
people. Right. Makes sense. That's awesome.
I'll just give us a chance to not do it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's why great minds think alike. You guys come up with some awesome stuff, for real. You do. I think it's wonderful. That's why, you know, they don't want to engage with us, and that's why nobody wants to have a conversation with us, but they want to whisper behind our back and tell us we the one that's weird, and we the ones in the cult. But it's like, sit down with us with the word, and we'll go through the word and reason together and come up with the conclusion. But they don't want to do that. And I had a friend of mine tell me that. She was like, I want to try to rebuke you, but I can't, because I can't disprove you. But you ain't changed yet, so what's going on? But you know what? They like the pump, and they like the circumstance. They like all the frilly-willy stuff that go with it. They do. They like that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They really do. They want to dress up, like you said, and go into a place, and they want to make sure that everybody is set apart, you know, that they set apart, and they want to make sure that they get to dance and see my clothes and look at me, and I get to testify, and they like all that stuff. They want that stuff because they feed off of it. They need it. You know? It's crucial.
Sister Yaina.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I believe I was led to read this scripture this morning. It's found in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. And
mm-hmm.
It said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear the Most High and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He's commanded
Hallelujah.
Us. As a whole duty to keep His commandments, and yet we're being taught in a lot of these churches and other establishments that we don't need to keep it. It's just so sad.
That's true. They don't. They tell you, you don't have to keep nothing. You don't have to do all that. It don't take all that.
All built on deception. It's all about deception, I think. And our people are being led astray as a result of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt about it. This is true. So very, very true. So very, very true. It's really something, I'm telling you. It is really a sad situation, but again, you have folks that, you know, they can't see it, they can't hear it, and they're not, you know, what we're doing, they just not. Somebody asked me what prayer we're reading. We are reading in 2 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24 through 29. 2 Maccabees chapter 1, verse 24 through 29. You know, but this is what the Most High wanted us to do. He wanted us to be able to do this, and you know, we got to be able to give a man an answer. Now, whether they accept the answer or not, that's something else. But we got to be able to give a man an answer. You know, real talk, we got to give him an answer.
People's mind is made up already. There ain't nothing you can tell them.
No, you can't. You can't tell them nothing. Or they don't want to change. You know, they just don't want to. Like I said, they want to have that 15 minutes of fame. They want that. They got to have that. They like, no, I ain't ready for that yet. You know, you just got to, you do that. I don't want to do that right now. I'm not ready for none of that, you know. So they don't want to change. It's too much for them to change. You know. And we just have to do what we have to do and watch them go through the motions and have their little emotional fix. You know, it's like a person that's addicted to drugs. You know, some people want to quit and some people like the way it feels. I had somebody tell me, I know a lot of people that are functioning crack addicts. They smoke and they go to work every day. I'm like, really? So, I mean, you know, some people enjoy that lifestyle. They want to do that. You know, they don't want to change. And you have to leave them where they are. You have to let them see. And unfortunately, sometimes the sky going to have to turn black for some of these people to be able to see. And then it's going to be too late. You know.
Yep.
It'll be too late. So you just do the best you can. That's all you can do at the end of the day is do the best you can. Have an answer for them. Hopefully they will accept it. And if they won't, it ain't nothing else you can do. It's nothing else you can do. But give them, you know, give them the word of Yah, because my words mean nothing. I don't have a power or a heaven or a hell to put nobody in. I can't. All I go by is what he said. And that's all I can go by, because he ain't never, like you said, he's never come back and said, oops, I got to do that over. Never.
Never.
I messed up. I got to do that again. He's never been able to see. He's never had to say that in my life. Oops, I didn't mean for that to happen like that. Mm-mm.
I haven't seen it at all.
It's true to his word. He mean what he say, Brother Donia. He do. He mean what he say.
He say what he mean.
Sure do. So for you all who are struggling with should I or should not, always lean on the side of Yah, because you're going to be all right in the end.
Absolutely.
Always lean on his side, because he's going to take care of you in the end.
And his words will stand to the test of time.
Yes, he has. Man, always think he's more highly than he is. Always do. It reminds me of King David when David killed Uriah and the priest came in, he said, did you not think that the Most High saw what you did? He see everything. He said, he made you king. You ain't king over him. You got to do what he say. Don't get it twisted because you got a crown on your head. You're going to still be punished for what you did because you took that man's life. So So this ain't no joke. We work for him. He don't work for us.
Absolutely.
And he is meant to be feared. You better fear him.
And in the course of doing the will of the Almighty, we get blessings.
You get benefits. That's right. It is. It's benefits over here. You have to go through something, but you're gonna get some benefits over here for real. It is. You know what did he say? He said if you do those laws, he said you shall live in them. Some of us started out with some serious health issues that's gone. I'm serious. I had a checkup and blood work, and I just knew he was going to give me some bad news. He said, you know, everything is perfect. I said, it's all praises. What you doing? Keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments? That's what I'm doing. I'm keeping his laws, statutes, and his commandments. Ooh, it's some benefits over here, some health benefits. It is.
Absolutely.
I remember I met one lady. She said that she was given a death sentence. She's still on the class. This was years ago.
That's
you know?
Joshua 1:8. That's, he said,
yeah.
This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate on it day and night. Thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Yes.
Then thou shalt have good success. No money required.
No money.
Just follow,
no, right.
Follow the law, statutes, and commandments.
That's
absolutely.
It. That's it. That's how you win. I mean, you know, that's how you win. He said it all throughout that Bible. If they shall do them, they shall live in them. I keep that on my list. If you do them, you shall live in them. You know?
And if it weren't true, they wouldn't have taken our Torah away, would they?
No,
they
sure
knew
would.
By getting us away from this commandment, the law, statutes, and commandments, that we would fall under his curse.
Sure would. Every commercial you see, they eating bacon. They eating bacon on strawberries. Bacon on everything. They got bacon on everything. And it's like, what's the fixation with bacon, man? They got bacon on everything. It's like, man.
I'm telling you.
Bacon, cucumber sandwiches, and all kind of stuff. I'm like, what in the world? They even wrote it into some of the TV shows. Ain't nothing better than bacon. And it's like, well, you go ahead and eat it then. You good. No, thank you.
Well, I hear pork is cheaper now that the beef has gone up since the pandemic. Now the pork is cheaper. So maybe that's why they're showing all these bacon commercials and people eating bacon.
They can have it. I'm not eating a
nope. Me either.
Nope.
I've learned my lesson.
I used to be an adamant friend of Red Lobster. Nope. I'm not putting that mess in my body. You know, you just got to start, you know, like Malka did that class on the women's call. She did a really good class on different foods and stuff and carrageenan and all that stuff that cause cancer. We got to start reading the labels and stuff on this stuff. This stuff is not good for you, you know. But we learn. When you learn better, you do better. You know, it's just simple as that. Because this stuff is real. This is real stuff. This was a real conspiracy in Psalms 83. It was. It was a real conspiracy to keep us away from our Elohim. Now, all the nations were complicit. And they all benefited from it. They did. All those fightings and wars you see over in the Middle East, that's on the land of Canaan. That was the land that was given to us. It is. That's what the war is about. Land
Almighty.
And borders and stuff.
He said he was going to clean that land up.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the way that he's going to clean that land up.
Yes,
you
sir. Them it's war.
Everybody's going to go back to their own place.
Yes, they are. And he gave us that land, and that's what it is. But everybody that moved in on it, and they have moved us off of it, they've changed the borders of it, and they fighting and living over and fighting over territories. That's what it's been all about. That's what this whole thing has been about. And when you learn that, you just realize it and you keep it moving. You thank y'all and you keep it moving because it ain't nothing else you can do. Area code 330, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, my name is Christopher, and I wanted to ask a question about somebody said either the comet or asteroid Wormwood was coming in 2030. And I, you know, I look at stars, I have telescopes. I haven't seen anything about it. I haven't even seen them mention that name. So if somebody could elaborate on that one so I could look that up.
Sure. Hold on. Let me get the YouTube clip up because I just saw that yesterday. Hold on. Let me pull it up real quick. Let me save this, and I'm going to pull it up for you real quick. And
okay,
we're gonna
and
see.
I'm gonna mute me back out.
Okay, no problem. I'll mute you back out. Hold on. Let me pull it up so you can so we can see it. Hold on.
There has never been a better time. The AARP.
Hold on. Okay. Okay, let's see where we at. Okay, let me see how many minutes this is. The Wormwood Prophecy. It's called the Wormwood Prophecy. Where did I see this? Let me see how I want to get one that's pretty new. Hold on just a second. Okay, yeah, I would do the Worm. It's on YouTube. It's called the Wormwood Prophecy. So if you can pull that up, that's where that's at. It's called the Wormwood Prophecy. Yep, so I think that, you know, we have a lot to look forward to. A lot of people that are listening, all praises to the Most High Yah from all the nations. It's not just black people listening. It's people listening from all the nations. I'm going to tell you, when we get on that boat going to be multicultural. Them folks going to be like, if you just let us go, we coming with y'all. Because they see the handwriting on the wall. They see it on the wall. They like, oh, no. This is not getting no better, you know? And we just going to have to let them have their moment, but this is getting ready to be very interesting, you know? But it ain't us doing it. It's the Most High's doing it. All we can do is watch and watch as well as pray. That's it. You know, so we do what we do. All right, well, it looks like we
are here.
Yes, sir.
I'm not changing the subject, no, but I wanted to tell y'all that Amber Geiger is appealing her sentence. She wants a lesser sentence for killing that boy in his apartment. I just wanted everybody to know
that. Oh, wow, okay. Well, who knows how that's going to play out, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the chick that got the hood from the judge, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling
you can get a lesser sentence. Mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Well, guess what we do, Brother Donnell? We keep it moving. Because our goal is to go home. I mean, you know, this stuff ain't going to stop. This ain't going to never stop. Nobody's going to ever be sentimental toward us about anything. This is going to have to take the Most High's doing, and it's just simple as that. You know, that it's a deep-seated hatred, and it's nothing anybody is going to be able to do about that. You're just going to have to suffer through until the Most High comes. That's all you're going to be able to do. And don't hate yourself, you know, because you're not supposed to hate nobody. Keep it moving. Keep it praying, prayed up. So keep saying your prayers, and the Most High will protect and keep you. But that's all you're going to be able to do. It ain't going to be too much else. It ain't too much else you can do. You know. It is what it is. You know. So, we just have to keep doing what we're doing. And it's working because people are learning, and that's all we want is for people to learn. and that they do whatever the Most High has called them to do. And we be the way the Most High want us to be. And we just deal with it that way. That's all we can do. On that note, everybody, it's time for us to go. I have enjoyed the class, as I always do. Don't forget about our class that we're going to, our men's call. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to tell them what time the men's call is and what day?
Yes, ma'am. Men's call is every Tuesday afternoon at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number for that call is 720-820-1215. The number again is 720-820-1215, and that's every 7:30 every Tuesday.
All right, and we do have a women's call as well the same night on Tuesday, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and our number is 712-770-4066, 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154-102-pound, 154-102-pound. And on that note, and also on Wednesday night, we're going through our Old Testament Bible reading. If you want to join us, you're welcome. That starts at 7 o'clock, and the number is 319-527-9197, 319-527-9197, and the access code to that one is 256-039-POUND. 256-039-POUND. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom, shalom.